It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time, Sports Daily, getting all the inside information on the Kansas Jayhawks. Let's go now to the KU football and basketball beat writer from the Kansas City Star, Shreyas Latta.
All right, and we are welcoming you back into Sports Daily on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Shreyas Latta joining the program, and we are happy to have Shreyas here. It's great timing for us as Shreyas is wrapped up and put a story out right now about a conversation with KU Athletic Director Travis Goff. That story dropped, what, about an hour ago, Shreyas? You can find it by following Shreyas on X at SHRE98. Of course, find it at the KC Star, and we'll talk about it here to give you a little appetizer of it. Shreyas, this kind of a conversation everybody's wanting to have right now. There's an anger around KU football, but I think bigger than that, there's maybe a fear of apathy around KU football. And I'm glad you were able to ask that particular person about it, because I do think it's the greatest danger of this really unfortunate start to the football season.
Yeah, I think 100%. I think it's interesting. You know, Goff remains optimistic. He says he's an optimistic person by nature. So I get it. I think it's one of those things that, you know, this season, and he admitted to it, is disappointing. And whatever happens the rest of the way, they're on the verge of being eliminated from bowl contention. Basically, that means they got to win out, it feels like. He talked about it. You know, he understands the fans' frustrations. And I think he made a really good point in the sense of, fans are frustrated because they care. I think back in the day, you know, maybe even 5-10 years ago, I don't think fans would have cared this much, you know, about KU football being bad. And I think that in itself is a sign of progress of how far KU football has come. He talked about, you know, the foundations that they've laid down will prevent cracks from forming and stuff like that. I think that's interesting because at the end of the day, that's great. You know, maybe they don't go back to some of the things that came out in the last mile or David Beatty or whatever era. But I think he said it best, and I agree with the sentiment, is we measure things in wins and losses. And if they're not winning next year, which I don't think they're going to win a ton next year with the amount of roster turnover and all that, and they're not winning this year, how much patience do people really have for KU football to be bad?
Well, and if you look at next year, there is a path to turning it around quickly, but that path is largely dependent on the support of the fan base through NIL. And so, you know, one of the pieces of that fear of creeping back toward what it was is that the fans won't be motivated to show up to do the things they need to do for a quick turnaround to get players in, all of those things. That becomes the challenge now is, okay, if this year doesn't make a bowl game, all those things, and I read in your story that, you know, the stadium is in no danger and it will open in August of 2025 and all those things, okay. Are fans going to help you field a good team? Because that's the road where, you know, that's the path we're traveling now in college football, is you have to be able to go get guys. And, you know, will fans be motivated to go replace and help with the turnover of this roster? You're already asking those fans to help you build a football stadium. I'm concerned that there is a tap out at some point and be like, I've had enough here.
No, I think that's completely, you know, valid concern. And it's something that I, you know, looking back and reflecting on the interview with Goff, I think there were moments when I went back and listened, I was like, I should have pushed him a little bit more on this. You know, because you're in the moment, you know, you have a 30-minute interview and you're like, okay, you push a little bit, you push back. You know, it's my editor said it best yesterday. It's a little bit of a boxing match, right? You know, you're going in, he's coming in prepared, I'm coming in prepared. And he, you know, me and Travis have a good relationship, but any, you know, interview where you're coming in and talking about a team that is sitting at 1-5, when everybody, including him, me, you guys, everybody associated around covering, you know, Kansas football thought they'd be much better than they were. You know, it's where they're at is disappointing. And I think, you know, I didn't mention this in the story. I'll probably have something on this later, but he talked about it, you know, with NIL. He says he feels confident about it. He's talking about, you know, Kansas has two things that I think what every player wants is playing time. That's going to be readily available next year. And NIL money. He seems pretty confident that Kansas will have the NIL money to replenish the team that's going to be gone after this year. I mean, what, they have 15, 16 starters that will leave, 30 seniors in total. You know, and I was discussing this with a friend of mine. You know, it's interesting to see what happens because Jalen Daniels has another year. Is he going to come back? Or will he enter the transfer portal? And honestly, objectively saying this, not based on the inside info or, you know, whatever, but it doesn't seem like it makes a ton of sense if they win 3 to 5 games total for him to come back next year, in my opinion, for either party.
Well, you know, I've decided to push you. I'm going to push you and push you and push you. Right now, Sharice, are you ready to be pushed? Because I'm going to ask you. Well, first of all, about the NIL and Jalen Daniels is, come on now, enough NIL, and you come back. You will come back if the money is right. Come on. Come on. We all know that. Money talks, and you know what walks. But I'm going to push you on this right here, right now, because I look at the remaining schedule with Houston, Kansas State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, Baylor. You know, if the University of Kansas does not beat Houston this weekend, I'm going to make a statement. If KU doesn't beat Houston, or this next week, not this week, next week, if they don't beat Houston, who do they win? Who do they beat? Where will they get a win? Because I'm not sure that I can predict that KU can beat any of these teams. What happens to this team if they – what happens if they don't beat Houston this coming week or this following week after this weekend?
Well, you know, if they don't beat Houston this week – this next week, you can stick a fork in them because they're done. Bowl contention is out of the window at that point, so it doesn't matter, right? You know, I'm looking at the remaining schedule, and the only two games I'd see that they could win is potentially is that Colorado game and Arrowhead or the Baylor game. But that's on the road, I think, if I remember correctly. Those are two games that'll be a toss-up potentially. I mean, I'd lean probably Colorado and Baylor if at that point you're losing to Houston. You know, the season's done. You know, Houston is not a good team. You know, I think one of the most disappointing things, if you're a KU fan, and I'm not, but just looking at it from the outside in, is – like the way they've lost has probably been the most frustrating thing. You know, you can point to 4 out of the last 5 games where they were right there until the end. And I think about it, you know, like that just certain, like one or two things change. And we're talking about one of the best starts of Kansas football history instead of, wow, they need to fire everybody. Everyone needs to be let go. We got to bench this guy, bench that guy. You know, the perception of it is so dependent on like one or two things. And I know that's, you know. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Disingenuous to say in the sense of like, you know, everyone can say that, but every game ever, right? One or two things change, something can be different, whatever. But Kansas's way they're losing is a constant way they are losing. You know, like they're doing it in a way like, you know, they're giving up first half, you know, touchdowns. I think they've been outscored like 38-0 in like the last 90 seconds of the first half. They're struggling to contain. Like, these are patterns of behavior. It's not just one thing. And, you know, like, that's why it's hard for me to sit there and tell you that they're definitively going to win a game the rest of the year, because up to this point, I had them winning multiple games, you know. You know, I was talking to Carter Stanley about this, you know, like, even the most, I think, downtrodden KU fan probably had them sitting with at least three wins at this point.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's no question. Trius Lotta joining us at SHRE98 on X, KU beat reporter for the KC Star. Yeah, look, I look back, and the consistency is that they blow these leads. I get it. But there for a while, we thought, okay, is it the offensive coordinator to blame? Is it Jalen Daniels to blame? And they both had their share. Mm-hmm. They were both good against Arizona State. That was easily Daniels' best game of the year. And you put up 31 points, and the offense was clicking as well as it has, you know, at least from, you know, from a passing game, running game combination. They were balanced. Everything was good. They had 411 yards in the game, and they still find a way to lose to Arizona State 35-31. Now, the Sun Devils may be better. They probably are than we thought they'd be. But it's the same thing. Now, okay, we can't blame Grimes and Daniels for that one, right? They were good in that game. So now who do you blame? Like, you know, like what well, it's just one thing after another.
It absolutely is. And I think, you know, I'd mentioned this to a friend of mine. It was like, you know, every time it seems like they've solved something, another problem arises. You know, it's like, you know, when you fix a leak and you patch it up with some duct tape or whatever, you know, silly putty, and it works for a little bit, and then another leak comes in another area, and you're like, oh my God, I gotta get rid of that thing. It feels like that with KU football right now. They're just using duct tape to patch up something that systematically right now is not working on either end of, on you know, the ball. We can sit there and say Jeff Grimes and Jalen Daniels had one good game out of the last six. That systematically means it's not working. Brian Borland's had three good games out of the last six. That means it's not working. And if Kansas coach Lance Leipold is not ready to make the changes to something with this team this season, I mean, effectively almost over anyways, but it's, you know, what's worthwhile for this season at this point, you know, might as well just put Isaiah Marshall in the last four games, see what you have in him as a quarterback, right? Because Jalen's not going to come back next year, most likely, if they're sitting there with three wins. Why would you come back in your last year when you want to go to the NFL, you know, with an offensive coordinator that clearly doesn't utilize your skill set as well as Andy Kotelnicki did? And clearly there's a rust thing. You know, tomorrow, if Jalen Daniels transferred to like an Oregon or Washington or, you know, a USC or Nevada or wherever, and he pops off, I wouldn't even be surprised, right? Because they're utilizing his strengths and this thing, play style and all that. And also, you're another year removed from that back injury that he suffered last year, right? So at this point, everything with this season hangs in the balance with the Houston game. And I know we say this every week. Oh my God, Kansas needs to win. But like, if they don't win this week, I don't expect Kansas fans to show up against Colorado or Iowa State. I expect it to be outnumbered both ends. They said to me it was 47,000 for attendance. I don't know if that number is entirely correct.
That's how many tickets they sold.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I was in that stadium, you know, 10 minutes before I posted a video. Obviously, Kansas fans showed up late usually to most games. So like, you know, they filled out decently well. But, you know, like in a 78,000 person stadium, you can see a difference in 30, 35, you know, 40,000 seats being open. How much more will that be if Kansas is sitting at one win and you're playing Colorado? Are Colorado fans going to even travel for that game? I don't know if they will.
This weekend, probably.
Yeah, that's true. And Iowa State fans, I mean, they travel really well, but maybe don't travel as much because of Kansas not being what Kansas is. You know, the funniest thing I think that could happen the rest of the way, as somebody who's a reporter, is they don't win another game except Kansas State. Objectively, that would be a little funny.
Well, look, they're good. That's the thing. And I'm optimistic too, in maybe a little different role than Travis Goff, obviously. But I do think, by and large part, the players are there. You know, the things are there that we all liked going into the season. I don't even really care about a bowl game as much, and maybe KU fans care more about that than I do. It's just, can this team get to the point where they're playing well and winning these games? That, you know, at some point you refocus and that can be enough, but it has to come now and it has to come multiple times to sort of reignite you. Because I would say this too, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, 3, 4, 5 wins, whatever it was exciting for KU fans. When KU fans think their team has a chance to go in there and win a game, they're there. They're up for it. That's what I've learned in a decade here. The problem right now is nobody feels like they're going to win the game. That's the problem. Nobody felt like they were going to stop Arizona State on the final drive. Nobody thought they were going to take the ball down the field against UNLV and go get that win. People aren't confident that this team's going to win. That's the problem. They can fix that by winning a couple of games, even if they don't make a bowl game. Just win a couple games and let people know, hey, we can go win these games. Of course they can, because they keep finding tragically, you know, heartbreaking ways to lose them. They can win them, and they just got to do it. It's wild. Shreyas, we appreciate the conversation. Appreciate your conversation with Travis Goff. Again, we'd point people to the Kansas City Star to find that. You can get it. It just dropped a little bit ago. Appreciate it. Hopefully with a week off, whatever it is, can be corrected and we can get the buzz going back. It's not going to be the college football playoff or any of those things. Maybe it can be a bowl game. Doesn't matter. Just win some games.
No, I think that's the proper sentiment. And just kind of adding on to that, I'll have another story about some I talked to Travis about the KU football coaches that left.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty interesting conversation because obviously Anacona Nifty was talked about. So sure, That'll probably come out tomorrow.
Sorry I pushed you so hard, Shreyas. I didn't mean to push you that hard. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I had no issues with it. I'm always, you know, I'll say what's on my mind. To be honest with you, I don't know if they're going to win another game.
I'm just playing with you.
That Jalen Daniels eligibility is interesting. And I think, you know, what happens in these final games probably does impact that. All right, Shreyas Lotta, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Go check out the story. I mean, I don't know what to say to KU fans. I'm friends with a lot of them. We have conversations all the time. There is a feeling of no hope right now. None. That can be corrected. Well, that can be corrected. But they got to start winning some games. Winning some of these games.
Well, thank you for that.
No, but it's not just obvious. What I mean is like, it doesn't have to be winning all of them. It doesn't have to be bowl game. It has to be when you wake up on a Saturday, you're making your plans for the weekend, thinking about, do I have a chance to watch KU win this game? If I'm going to drive up to Lawrence, are they going to win this game? Those are the things, like, you can still, like, if that confidence can come with a 4-5 win team, if people believe that they're playing better and can do it. Mm-hmm. I think the talent on the roster, Paul, didn't change, right? Like, you know, we all wondered what KU, K-State would look. Can you just have KU fans wonder again if they have a chance to beat K-State?
Right. That's a good question. And I'm going to ask you a quick question, too. A two-pronged question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Does the University of Kansas want Jalen back, or would you think it might be beneficial to maybe
It's too early. I would say it's too early. I would say they'd need to evaluate. If it doesn't get markedly better, they're going to have to make a decision on whether they want to change, you know, in the coaching staff or with Jalen. If it doesn't get better, you can't bring both back. So I suppose at that point, if you're Leipold and the decision makers, you've got to decide which direction you want to go there. So I would say it's probably still too early. Daniels was good against Arizona State. Best game of the year for him. Not even really close. Was it peak Jalen Daniels? No, it was not. But it was much better, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that improvement still continues, and then you move on and you do some things. So we'll see. It's going to be a fascinating end of the year. Here we go. It's coming for us. All right. You know what else is coming for us?
What's that?
Kevin Saul in the second hour.
Yeah, baby.
So we'll have that for you coming up. There's some NCAA stuff we want to pick his brain about a little bit and get the latest on, Mate, the basketball player, the international player, and what his status is. Do we have any updates there? So we'll pick his brain on both of those things. Shocker Volleyball is into conference play now as well. Before we hit the break, though, let's do our first giveaway. Let's do the hockey tickets now. So Wichita Thunder hockey is back. The home opener versus Kansas City, Friday, October 18th. KFH wants to hook you up with some tickets to enter. Just text the word Thunder to the number 20357. Another text to win contest. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets from KFH. Message and data rates apply. That's the keyword Thunder to the number 20357. Pretty simple. We'll have that for you. We'll give away some HTO in the second hour as well. When we return, Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul stops by the program. We'll have that for you, and we will get more into some other storylines in the second hour. We'll continue to talk Royals. We will talk a little NFL, too. The Sala situation, big injury for the Texans I'm just seeing pop across that we'll get to. It's all coming for you at Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.